This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM, and with my co-host Ron Tipp. Ron, it's great to have you on again.
It's really a great show.
Yes. This is our second hour. Just want to remind everybody to, if you have an opportunity, to log on to Providence Business News.
Yes.
And I have an op-ed piece that's in this week. I'm excited about it.
Well written.
On what I think it is. Thank you, Ron. What I think it is to be positive in business and in the world in general. Now, we have someone on the program who is world-renowned. I'm very fortunate to have him on, really. He is world-renowned. His name is Gay Hendricks. Gay is an internationally famous author, seminar leader, web entrepreneur, and filmmaker. He's the author of more than 20 books. And Ron Tipp is a filmmaker.
Yes,
you're going to have to talk to him, Ron.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
All right. Including 5 national bestsellers. 5 Wishes, which is what we're talking about today, Conscious Loving, Conscious Living, and The Corporate Mystic. He's the founder of 3 organizations, the Hendrick Institute, Foundation for Conscious Living, and Spiritual Cinema Circle.
Wow.
I know. We have a lot in common with the, with the cinema. And I'm holding Gay's book up in the webcam right now, for those of you who can see it. All right. And it's called 5 Wishes, How Answering One Simple Question Can Make Your Dreams Come True. Mm. Welcome, Gay.
Thank you. Great being with you again, Patricia.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Gay.
All right.
So what is this one simple question?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you the story. I was at a party many years ago, and I was there in the early stages of my relationship with my wife now of 31 years, Katie, and also known as Kathleen, on the covers of our books that we've written together. Mm. And I met a man at the party who asked me a question, and we were in the library of the house, and I'd kind of sneaked off there to get away from the noise of the party, and he came in there also, and we were browsing through books, and we agreed that we didn't like small talk, and so he said, well, how about some big talk? And I said, okay, and so then he asked me this question, and it really powerfully changed my life, and the question is this: imagine yourself at the end of your life looking back over your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if I came to visit you at that time and I said, was your life a success? You'd either say, yes, it was, or you'd say, no, it wasn't. If you said, yes, it was, what would be the one thing that you accomplished or experienced that really made your life a success?
Mm.
And if your life was not a success, then what was the one thing that you would have missed out on that kept your life from being a success?
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked me that, it had a very powerful effect on me because I was in my early 30s at the time, and I'd never had a close, lasting relationship. You know, I'd had relationships that had gone on for 6 months or a year or sometimes a couple of years, but I'd never had a relationship that lasted long enough with a woman that I could really say I grew and changed with her over time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Ed asked me that question, I immediately realized that if this was the last day of my life, I'd have to say, no, my life was not a success because I'd never experienced that lasting long-term relationship. And so if my life were going to be a success, I needed to create a lasting love relationship with a woman. And so it immediately kind of sprung loose this big awareness in me that I needed to get my full attention on creating a close relationship because that's the most important thing to me.
It's kind of working at your goals backwards in a way from the opposite side. That's interesting because, you know, when you asked that question, the first thing that came to mind for me was doing the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, you know, being able to create this and pollinate through the airways and speak to so many amazing people like yourself, Gay, who are making a difference in the world, That to me is extremely fulfilling.
Absolutely. So after five books and so many years of doing this, the big question is, how many people are actually satisfied with their lives and can answer that question from a positive point of view?
Well, in my experience, that's about 3%.
You're kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the rest of the people are just miserable?
Well, I think there are various forms of miserable. There's one form of miserable called going through the motions.
Right.
And that accounts for a whole lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know people that are kind of sleepwalking through life, and then I know other people that when I try to wake them up, they get mad at me.
But Gay, let me ask you something. Those people who are sleepwalking, many times those are the people who look successful. They have the seemingly great relationships, the children, the grandchildren, the successful businesses, prominence in the community. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're fulfilled, right?
You know, that's really such a key point, Patricia, and that is that there's levels of fulfillment. You know, like I've probably had 300 successful executives in my office over the past 10 years or so who have told me one version or so of the same story. They'll say, you know, I'm making great money, I'm making $500,000 a year, and I've got the right memberships to the right clubs, and things are going pretty good with my wife and my kids. But there's a part of me that feels like I'm dying inside because I'm not fulfilling my creative destiny.
Gay, I spent 27 years in Hollywood before coming back a couple years ago, and you're talking about the majority of people. The more success, the level of unhappiness increases exponentially. You can only have so many BMWs where you find out that the happiness factor is not tied into the car you're driving or how big your house is. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that very much because I live down in Southern California, too, and work with a lot of those same folks, probably.
Yeah.
And there is a big difference between net worth and self-worth.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And right.
Sometimes they're inversely related to each other. Just to give you one example, this incredibly beautiful, internationally famous model, you know, in the prime of her life, 27 years old, making $10,000-$20,000 a day for modeling, that kind of thing. Mm. She feels so miserable, and when we really get down to it, it's because she's afraid her body is disappearing on her as her heart beats. She's getting older. And of course, if that's all you're focusing on, you know, if you're only focusing on your body, of course it's going to deteriorate. Mm. That's the very nature of them. But at the same time, if you allow it, your spirit is growing and soaring. And so in a way, if she really gets the message I'm trying to get to her, she won't care about her body. It'll be good to have while it lasts, but what she really needs to do is open up on the spiritual and psychological level so she develops that enduring sense of self-worth that goes way beyond the body.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's your prescription? What do you say to readers who read this and say, you know, Gay, you're absolutely right, but what do I do?
How do I do it? Right. How do I get there?
How do I get to fulfill these wishes? How do I get to have the dream life or the life that fulfills me on the inside, not just on the outside?
Great question. What I say first is I ask them, do you have 10 seconds? And then they say, yeah. And I say, okay, it'll take you at least 10 seconds, but I've never seen it take more than 10 minutes. Would you be willing to devote between 10 seconds and 10 minutes to the project? And, of course, they say yes, because everybody's got 10 minutes. And I say, okay, right now, let's take a few minutes and ask yourself sincerely this question. Go in your imagination to the end of your life and look back over your life and ask yourself, was my life a success? And if you said yes, what is the one thing that happened for you that made a success?
Mm-hmm.
If that one thing isn't fully realized in your life right now, if you don't have that one thing, if you're not fully doing that one thing, put your attention on it 10 minutes a day until you make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but isn't that question really answered very simply? Don't most people, and this is a great generalization, don't most people want human connection and love and the finer things in life don't matter if you have all of that personal connection to other people?
Yes, that's absolutely accurate, and I think you've put your finger on something incredibly important. that the number one problem I come across out there in the world is not that people aren't smart enough to do this or anything like that, but they're in a state of despair, and that state of because they haven't had that happen, and they don't know how to make that happen.
Question, Gay, are they in a state of despair because of what they're hearing out there all the time? I mean, why are they in that?
Well, they're in a state of despair for a couple of reasons. One is because it's easier to get up a conversation about despair out there in the world than it is to get up a conversation about how well things are going.
It's easier to complain. Much easier to complain.
Yeah, if you sit down at a bar and say, boy, my life is going fantastically well, you know, you'll have an instant circle of empty seats around
you. Or they'll bang you in the head with a beer bottle. That's right.
Yeah. And there's another couple of aspects to that, though. It's not only kind of more socially easy if you complain a lot, but also human beings have been wired for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years to deal with adversity. And so we're cultivating kind of a new set of muscles in our body and a new set of nerve endings, which is allowing us to feel better for longer and longer periods of time without having adversity happen. And so it's kind of like we're growing a new human nervous system as we speak here. Yeah. And one thing we all have to do is make a commitment to allowing ourselves to have things go better and to be more positive for longer and longer periods of time.
That's why we do the show, Gay.
That's right.
Fabulous. And on
that's
that
exactly
note, we're going
right.
to see you. And then implanting those new images in our brain and staying with them.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is the world-renowned, and he really is, Gay Hendricks, who's an internationally famous author, seminar leader, web entrepreneur, and filmmaker. He's the author of more than 20 books. We're talking about his book, Five Wishes, and also his book, Five Wishes, is he's made a movie about it, which is all over the internet. So we'll have to talk about that so people can find it on the internet. Is there a way they can find it on the internet quickly before break?
Yes, do a quick Google search for Five Wishes movie.
Okay.
And it'll come up a bunch of places.
All right. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO on 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. I'm here with my co-host, Ron Tipp, and we will come back with Gay Hendricks. And if you want to know how to make your wishes come true, call us and Gay will answer you. 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living. Right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And I'm here with Ron Tipp, who's waving to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
My lively co-host.
Oh, yes.
And we have with us world-renowned Gay Hendricks, an internationally famous author, seminar leader, web entrepreneur, and filmmaker. He's the author of more than 20 books, including the national bestsellers Five Wishes, Conscious Loving, Conscious Living, and The Corporate Mystic. He's the founder of the Hendricks Institute, Foundation for Conscious Living, and Spiritual Cinema Circle. And I've interviewed Stephen Simon, who's also one of the co-founders, which is fascinating. Welcome back, Gay. All right. Tell us again about this movie that people can find about this book, Five Wishes.
Well, Stephen Simon and I have been business partners for many years and produced several things together. And then he and I hatched the idea for the Spiritual Cinema Circle back in 2004, and
yeah,
we're very happy to say that it's still doing great and is out there in about 70 or 80 countries around the world, and most of our members are in the U.S. and Canada, but we have actually 80 countries represented on our lists, and so we're really grateful that we've gotten that many inspirational movies
and
out.
And these are inspirational movies, and if people are interested, they go on to Spiritual Cinema Circle, and you can sign up, and you pay so much, and they send you the movies.
That's absolutely right. It comes to your house every month on a DVD, and it's really great. I'm very proud of what we've done by that.
Yeah. And you get to keep the movies. You don't have to send them back.
Yes, that's right. You keep the movies, and it works out well because we've been able to introduce 50 or 60 great new filmmakers to the world.
That's great.
Yeah, that may have never been. And, Ron, I know your background's in the movie world, too, and so... You know, actually, I wanted to mention something. I make a practice. My wife and I, some years ago in our relationship, one of the things we teach in our relationship seminars is how to give appreciations. Mm-hmm. And you probably have seen the research where healthy relationships have at least 5 spoken appreciations a day in them. And so I make a point.
I didn't know that, Gay. I didn't know the number was 5.
Yes, you have to have at least 5 a day, and that seems to be what moves the needle into the positive zone.
And that's a thank you. I appreciate what you did. Thank you. You were very kind. That's what you're talking about.
And nice shoes.
Well, yes, exactly.
You've got to comment on the women's shoes.
I wanted to give you an example of one by giving you 2 an appreciation. Okay.
Oh, so, thank you. Go ahead.
Here's a good example of how to do appreciation. It needs to have some detail in it to be a meaningful appreciation.
Okay.
You just can't say, I like the way you look, or something like
right.
that.
You
need to be a little more specific than that. So here's an appreciation for the 2 of you.
Okay.
But Patricia, I know you've been involved in this positive media field, one of the pioneers of that since way back in the early 80s.
Mm.
And that was, and Ron, I know your background in the movie world. And so I wanted to appreciate you not just for doing this show, but for doing it reliably over the years, so it becomes something that people can count on.
Thank you.
Because
thank you.
In our field, there are lots of people that are kind of come and go and come and go and come and go and that kind of thing. But it's been really great for the past 20 or 30 years that your listeners have had somebody reliable that was there for them week in and week out with exactly the same kind of message. And I really think it's the persistence that helps. It's the coming back over and over again. It's that kind of practical commitment that we need more of in the world.
Thank you so much, Gay. It's true.
Nice.
Thank you. And it's passion. You know, I have 5 P's to success: purpose, planning, passion, persistence, and patience. And I've added prayer to that too. But yeah, it takes commitment, Gay. You know that the spiritual cinema didn't just happen. It was many hours and years of you formulating this. And I'm sure you had some failures along the way. But stay with it. You know, I have to tell you something that I heard, and then Ron, I know you want to say something.
That's all right.
But I have to tell you something I heard, Gay, and I heard it recently, and it really helped me. The phrase I heard is that successful people are not people who have not failed. They've probably failed more than people who haven't succeeded, but they stayed with it till they succeeded.
Right. Never give up.
Yeah, that's a really key thing. My wife and I teach in our seminars openness to learning. We call it one of the highest valued qualities there is because, you know, like Buckminster Fuller, I remember toward the end of his life, someone asked him, he was up in his 80s and he was he was still filing patents and getting patents on different products well up into his 80s. And somebody said, what accounts for your success? And he said, well, one thing, he said, I have made more mistakes than any other human being I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like the automatic pilot on an airplane is the way commitment works, is you make a commitment to getting somewhere, just like you set the automatic pilot to get from New York to Los Angeles.
Mm.
And then it drifts off course, and it catches itself, and it comes back to center. And then it drifts off the other direction and comes back and recenters itself. And so it gets all the way from New York to L.A. by being wrong most of the time.
Mm.
But it's willing to correct itself.
That's
it's
right.
willing to catch
exactly.
the drift.
You know, I want to say just one quick comment about you said. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead, and then I know we want to talk about something called relationship catalyst.
Yes, but I just want to make one quick comment about what you said when you said those kind things about Patricia and myself, which is that you showed us appreciation, and I think another word for it is you recognized something that somebody has done well. And if we could only recognize more in what our friends, our family, everybody does, would it make for happier people? Right? The lack of recognition is so great, whether it's in the workforce. Am I right, Gay?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. It's like that old saying about many people are listening to WIFM all the time, which stands for What's in It for Me.
Right.
And,
that's right.
We need to tune to a different station there that looks like, how can I contribute to you and myself at the same time?
Yeah. All right, Gay, we have a couple, like 2 minutes catalysts. Or 1 minute. So tell us about this relationship catalyst.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big thing right now. We just launched a new program online. It has its own special website, relationshipcatalyst.tv, not .com, but .tv. And the Relationship Catalyst is a new online program that you actually download into your iTunes and you use it on your computer or iPod.
Okay.
And it has special music in the background that helps integrate the hemispheres of your brain while you're listening to these
fabulous
new relationship concepts. And it gets them into you at a deeper level, so it shortens the learning time. Mm. So instead of taking you a year to learn something, you can get it in 20 minutes.
Fabulous.
It's really quite remarkable.
Okay, relationshipcatalyst.tv.
Yes.
Relationshipcatalyst.tv.
Yes.
If you forget that, log on to GayHendricks.com or write to me, Patricia, PatriciaRaskin.com. I'll get you all the information. Gay, it's been a pleasure. You've got to come on again. You were terrific.
All right. Blessings
Thank
to you,
you
both.
Yep.
Thank you. Stay
Back
on the
you.
Line. Thank you. All right. Gay Hendricks, author of Five Wishes, internationally known. Next up is Dr. Hani Sabour, board-certified cardiologist in Woonsocket. We're going to talk about heart health in the new year.
I've got a question
All right, folks,
for him.
You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, 99.7 FM, and on the web at 630WPRO.com.